From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump has signed executive orders aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's environmental regulations. Speaking Tuesday at the Environmental Protection Agency, the president said he is doing what he promised, putting Americans back to work.
Perhaps no single regulation threatens our miners, energy workers, and companies more than this crushing attack on American industry.
President Trump's order will seek to suspend, rescind, or identify for review more than a half dozen rules in an attempt to increase domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels. It directs federal agencies to identify the rules as the administration says they impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. Trump's 2018 budget proposal slashes EPA funding by nearly one-third. Meanwhile, the head of the National Resources Defense Council says President Trump's actions will put Americans' health and the future of the planet at risk. Bob Deans of the NRDC says that even the president's intervention will not put coal miners back to work.
The coal industry itself is telling us it's not going to create new jobs because due to automation in the coal industry, as everywhere else across the country, the coal industry is now getting more coal with fewer workers. So we need to take care of those coal miners. We need to take care of those workers by doing things like transitioning them toward cleaner, smarter options.
Deans said the president is sacrificing America's future for fossil fuel prices and leaving the next generation to pay for it. This is VOA News. The embattled head of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee says he will not step aside despite Democrats' calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russia's interference in last year's election. California Republican Devin Nunes says the committee will continue its inquiry even though it has canceled all scheduled hearings this week. Last week, Nunes, a member of President Trump's transition team, spoke with reporters and the president about intelligence reports that said the Trump transition team members had been caught up in incidental surveillance between November and January. Nunes acted without informing any of the other 21 members of the House Intelligence Committee. That angered Democrats on the committee, who then questioned Nunes's credibility. The California Republican later apologized to the committee for not first telling them about the information. The commander of American forces in Iraq says the U.S. military likely played a role in an airstrike in Mosul, an attack that witnesses said killed more than 100 civilians March 17th. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commanding general for the counter-Islamic State fight in Iraq and Syria, told reporters in a conference call from Baghdad on Tuesday that there's a fair chance that we did it. Townsend said Iraqi military leaders firmly believe that civilians were gathered by Islamic State ahead of the strike, either to lure the coalition into a trap that would kill civilians, or possibly for the extremists to use as human shields.
The coalition respects human life, which is why we will not abandon our partners in their time of need, or because of ISIS's inhumane tactics of terrorizing civilians, using human shields, and fighting from protected sites, such as schools, hospitals, religious sites, and civilian neighborhoods.
Townsend said a general has been appointed to investigate the incident, and U.S. personnel have inspected the site to conduct tests and gather information. Meanwhile, the human rights chief from the United Nations is calling on Iraq's military and the U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul. The U.N. says 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. The U.N. OHCHR attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for the city. U.S. consumer confidence was up in March. The consumer confidence hit a 16-year high, as many said they were more confident about getting or keeping jobs and the economic outlook in general. Meanwhile, the Census Bureau said the trade deficit shrank. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.